Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Stephen Hunt and I'll be flying solo today as my partner Gene Paul is off. Today we'll be talking about Perseverance Theater Company's upcoming production of John Steinbeck's classic play of Mice and Men. And we'll also be talking about their upcoming season in Anchorage. And to talk about it, we have Boston Christopher, who is the Artistic Associate, Marketing Director, and actor in the play, and Kevin T. Bennett, who's also playing an actor in the play. Kevin, you're playing George, and Boston, you're playing Lenny. So welcome to Stage Talk.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve, for having us.
Kevin, let's talk about the play, first of all, with you playing George in the play. Can you give us a bit of the background of the story and your character in the play?
Sure. During the Depression, you know, there was a lot of guys that wandered the countryside looking for work. And George and Lenny are two of those guys. George is a fairly enterprising fellow. Lenny is his mentally disabled partner, his friend, childhood friend. By the way, they travel around and work on ranches, and George has a heck of a time keeping Lenny out of trouble because his mental capacity doesn't allow him to avoid certain things. So, you know, that's kind of what the play is about, the circumstances that arise because of that.
It's so interesting, just a side note here, because I know Kevin paused when he was trying to describe who I am, or Lenny, what Lenny is, and they didn't have the verbiage back then for this type of, character. I was realizing that, you know, in terms of this character, it's sort of one of those Dickensian kind of things where he created this sort of archetype of a character, and we didn't have a label for it, and it was an interesting way to kind of approach the play and learn that, and then figure out how to go from there, just as an actor. So I just wanted to pitch that in there because it's such a strange thing. You don't really know what to say about Lenny sometimes.
Well, as an actor, you know you can't play labels. You have to play the character.
Exactly.
And that's interesting. You should say that there was no real terminology for this type of character back then. And yet, this is one of those characters that's memorable in American theater for his innocence, his childlike quality, and just the fact that the audience really falls in love with him, I would say. Is that your experience?
Yeah, so far, yeah. I mean, it's something that I think a lot of people identify with, and it is one of those characters that is, an innocent childlike approach. I took an approach that had to do with sort of the animal imagery that Steinbeck uses in the book and the play to sort of describe Lenny, and kind of came at it at a place of trying to find that kind of simple. It really started with me thinking about what a dog, and how a dog is very present in the moment, responds emotionally to the situations around him, and sometimes loses control, and that's where I started, and then through rehearsal and playing it, we've grown into what I think is an interesting relationship between George and Lenny, because it's about this friendship that they have, and the power of friendship, and what you would in essence what you would do for a friend.
Right, and Kevin, you play George, his partner, not in crime, but just overall lifelong partner in this business venture you go on, and. What is George's reasoning for staying with Lenny through all the trials and tribulations that they have? Why does he stay with him? Why does he keep him around?
Well, you know, George feels an overwhelming responsibility for this young man who is incapable of taking care of himself. He's charged with the responsibility for feeding, and he doesn't actually spoon feed him, but. Lenny would not be able to feed himself if he were left alone. His only caregiver, Lenny's aunt, died, and that's how George ended up with him. You know, he knew him from school, and he knew his aunt, and when his aunt died, George just kind of took care of him.
He made a promise, really, yeah.
As time goes on, you know, George is just a regular guy with a very difficult set of circumstances to deal with. You know, the responsibility of a large man-child who can get in all kinds of trouble just unconsciously. And it makes for a very difficult relationship to have.
Right. And one thing about this play that I find so endearing is looking at the character of George as sort of our end to the play, the audience's end to the play. We see someone who we could be at that time period and seeing the trials that he is going through. And it really gives a sympathetic portrayal to that character. And is that how you've seen that part?
Well, yeah. Yeah, there's something about it. Something about George that is for all of us, you know, if we're fortunate as human beings, we may all have the opportunity to take care of people that are not able to take care of themselves. For instance, our parents, perhaps. You know, there's a lot of public awareness about Alzheimer's and related dementias and diseases of the mind that incapacitate people to the extent that they need constant care. But we have a responsibility as human beings to take care of them. You know, we do, and this is something that we do better today than we have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But George is kind of an everyman.
Right, right.
And the trials and tribulations of dealing with individuals who are unable to care for themselves is at both very exasperating and very rewarding. So there's a lot of mixed emotion that goes along with it.
Right, right. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Stage Talk. We're talking with Boston Christopher and Kevin T. Bennett from Perseverance Theater Company's production of John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. And Boston, I want to ask you a question here. Mm-hmm. In an email that you sent me with information about the play, you mentioned that you and Kevin, 25 years ago, had talked about doing this play. And I'd tell us that story.
We were doing a production at the University of Alaska Anchorage called The Dragon, and it was we played two parts of a three-headed dragon, and there was a bit at the beginning of the show where we had to be inside this wagon for about 20 minutes, and so sometimes we had an opportunity to talk, and there was another guy who was with us, Leandro Cano, and he's another big guy, and all three of us, we just sort of would chat sometimes about, you know, what plays we could do in the future. And this obviously was one of them, just based upon our statures and things like that. And so we just, wondered about that. And said, maybe someday we'll get to do it. And who knew it would be 20-something years later that it would actually, you know, come out to play. But it's been well worth the wait. I mean, I think it's been a lot of fun. And I'm really enjoying this production and working with Kevin, and it's exactly what I thought it would be.
And not to say that you two guys are old and long in the tooth, but there is some age involved in 25 years that has brought you some maturity to these parts, I assume.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I think it's definitely given us a different perspective than we would have had playing it at 25 years ago. And I think it gives a weight to their story in terms of how long they've been together, how long they've been on this road. And there's something that Crook says in the play. He's the stable hand, and he says, you know, that a guy needs somebody to talk to, and if a guy doesn't have somebody, he gets sick. And I think these guys really need each other, and I think that's kind of the it's what makes the story in a sense so tragic.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, I don't want to ruin it in case there's a few people who don't know the story. What's interesting about it is people probably read this book or maybe have seen the novel or seen the play before, but you forget the story and the language of Steinbeck that is so, it's just so wonderful that's the journey you take in this play with the language.
And one thing about this play that I love is the fact that Steinbeck wrote the play as well as the novel. So
it's
his language in both. He translated his own language to the stage, which really works well, I think.
Yeah, he kind of wrote the novella in order to write a play, mm-hmm. you know, so with that same structure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Perseverance is bringing this play to Anchorage. This is the second season that Perseverance has brought a list of plays to the Anchorage area performing mm-hmm. at the PAC. And Boston, one of your hats you wear is as marketing director.
Sure.
So tell us a little bit about the upcoming season that Perseverance is bringing to Anchorage, including of Mice and Men.
Sure, yeah. This is the second year of a phase of us expanding, trying to become more statewide and become a larger regional theater for Alaska. This year we're doing Of Mice and Men, which is playing tonight through November 4th. In January, we'll bring a new musical called Bigfoot and Other Lost Souls, a musical fable, which is a world premiere. We played that in Juneau in May. It has wonderful music by Mark Holman, who won a Tony Award, and he's, I think, For You're in Town. Mm-hmm. And so it's got a wonderful musical score and a crazy, wacky story to go with it. And then the third show we're bringing this year, which we'll also play in Juneau first, is Betrayal by Harold Pinter, sort of a modern masterpiece. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature, and Aaron Wiseman, another local actor, will be in that production. And we're trying to bring the being able to use more statewide talent in the productions that we do. So this time we have Kevin down from Anchorage. We also have Dick Reichman, who's playing Candy in the production. And he was down last year playing Christmas Carol, but this is the first one of him going back and forth. So mm-hmm. It's really wonderful to sort of get that. What is that when you cross the
right?
Get that going with the various artists from Juneau, from outside, and from Anchorage.
And you're directing Betrayal, correct?
I am directing Betrayal. Yeah,
that's an exciting show. One of my favorite shows of Harold Pinter's.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with that.
Again, a twist in that play that I won't give away anything.
Yeah.
By saying anything about it, but it's a very interesting play, the way the structure is.
The structure of that play is very fascinating. Yeah. I'm sure we'll talk about that in April.
I'm sure we will.
Here on Stage Talk.
Well, Kevin and Boston, I'm glad to have you here on Stage Talk talking about this classic play that we don't see that often anymore, Of Mice and Men. And like you said, the language of Steinbeck is so wonderful, and I'm sure this production is going to be a wonderful production at the PAC. So I'd like to thank you both for being on Stage Talk and Break a Leg tonight.
Thanks so much, Steve.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
Once a Year Theater is producing Project Petoskey for performances at the Sydney Lawrence Theater on January 17th, 18th, and 19th. They're looking for an actress in her 20s to play the granddaughter. They need a man in his 40s or 50s to play one of the brothers. Every character in the play sings. They're also looking for a stage manager. Contact Ann Reddig, ANNREDDIG, at hotmail.com, or David Haynes, dhaynes, HAYNES, at ptialaska.net.
Sunday is Scary Stories Night at Anchorage Community Theater. For tickets or information, go to actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Jack Dalton will present Imagine Ocean, a collection of stories at Out North Theater Company tonight and tomorrow at 8 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents Death Trap, running through November 4th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
It's the last weekend to see Anchorage Community Theater's production of On Golden Pond. Performances are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
And finally, Perseverance Theater of Juneau's production of Mice and Men opens tonight at the Sydney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. It'll run for 2 weeks through November the 4th. Productions are at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday and on 4 on Sundays. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.